Hol in Hilchus Choshe Mishpat. Today we're going to make a Haschol in Nevi'im, Sefer Shoftim. So Sefer Shoftim begins. The Shoftim were the state in between, after Yeshua Benun and the Zkenim died. The Zkenim didn't live long. The Zkenim that assisted Yeshua Benun, they actually died out pretty quickly. It's a very short kuf of this Canaan. It's very interesting. Why? Chazal say, because they were Mis'atzel Bespeidoi Shol Yeshua Benun. Because they didn't give proper hesped to Yeshua Benun, which we'll talk about now as we go through the beginning of the of Sefer Shoftim. Because of that, this Canaan died out quickly. And it started a tkufa called Shoftim. The Shoftim, according to Abba Benel, were appointed by Bezdin and Klal Yisrael. They weren't appointed as by Nevi'im, even though some of the Shoftim themselves were Nevi'im. But the Shoftim were not appointed by Nevi'im. The Shoftim were theoretically appointed by Klal Yisrael through Bezdin. Bezdin, he says, Bezdin and Klal Yisrael. Bezdin Baskom As Yisrael. So the Shoftim, they were the leaders of the Deiris, of Klal Yisrael. So when the Pasuk introduces it, it starts off, Ayhi Achrei Mois Yeshua. After Yeshua died, Vayishalu B'nei Yisrael B'Hashem Lemor Mi'alelon. It's an interesting way to start a Sefer. So the fact that he uses the Lashon Vayhi Achrei Mois Yeshua, after Yeshua died, so Chazal Oimer had this here in the Medrash Rabbe. Rav Yudan v'Rav Hune Travayin b'Shem Rabbi Yosi Bar Zimra Omar. They have a machloikas on two extremes. It's very hard to understand historically how there could be such a machloikas. The machloikas is, what does the word acharei mean? Does acharei mean a long time after? Because there's something called achar, achar hadvorim ba'ela. And there's such a thing called achare. So what does the extra yud do? Does the extra yud broaden the time frame, meaning it was longer, more time elapsed? Or does it mean less time elapsed? Mamish min hakotze lakotze. The Medrash says here, Rav Huna omar kol mokom shenema achar, samuch. Achare muflug. Bekitzel, he says the word achare means it's not right after. Long time after. There's more. The yud is coming to say that more time elapsed. The other opinion says the other way around. Rav Yosi Bar Zimra, Rav Yudan Omar, Kol Mokom Shenema Acharei Samuch. Achar Muflug. Right? That's what he says. So Stam, it's interesting that Shabiyah Machloikis Min HaKotz Al HaKotz. Now it's true. We find in Chazal Machloikis Mitzias. And we still say Eluvelu Divrei Kim Chayim. Right? Right? One says it was a new king. Right? Chodesh Mamish. Right? It's such a thing as a person gets up and if you look now in Russia, so it's a Vayoko Melachodesh. Putin is a Melachodesh. Givon Anaya, and not the new is not better. Now the government, one of the big government officials wrote a mamish, a scathing message about Lubavitch. Terrible, what they wrote about Lubavitch. The ganze chassidus of Chabad. It used to be that Putin himself was a halba Lubavitch chassid. He was a big chassid of the Lubavitch Rav there. So if one of his ministers, over there you don't do anything without his rishus. That's a klal gadol. Anytime he says he had nothing to do with it, that's why all the people that go against him very quickly disappear. Or they have heart attacks, or they fall off buildings. Or they fall off buildings while they're having a heart attack, grader while they're suffering from food poisoning. Strange. But that's what happens to all the people that aren't in his good graces. So there's such a thing as Mamish Melachodesh. Right? But there, we understand, there's a lesson, there's a message to be had. This chashuk zeirois is a lesson. It's not a historical. It's not minakotz al hakotz really. It's not minakotz al hakotz. It's two possibilities of how such a thing can happen. But here, right? Here, it comes out to minakotz al hakotz of historical fact of whether it was a lot of time passed or tafka very little time passed. So among the mice. Mustamin is not a historical machlekes. Yeah. Not only that, many achronim ask a kash on the medrash. You find achar. You find both extremes. You find achar moishne ibn Aaron. You find vihine ayil achar nechaz basvach. Over there it means right away. You find, there are places where it's black and white that it means one or the other. Right? Because usually in most places, it self-describes when it happened. And it doesn't match either view perfectly. So clearly there's some deeper... So I always learned this, maybe totally in the next medrash. The next medrash here says, Vayi achar mois Avram, vayivorech elikim es Yitzchok benoi, kol mokam shenema vayi acharei chozor oilam lachorev. So basically, it's not really such a stira. According to what's going on here. Could be that this medrash and this medrash are kshurim zeh bezeh. Short period of time could be accurate. Still in all, acharei means a long. What does long mean? A lot has changed. It's as though a long period of time has gone by. Just like the Melech Chodesh. So it's not that there's necessarily historical machlekes. One is talking about the physical zman. One mandomer holds we're describing the physical zman. And the other mandomer is saying that we're describing the change that happened in the Klal Yisrael. The Maral is Masber Barichas, that when Yeshua died, it was a whole new tkufa. It was a whole new tkufa, which is one of the mistakes this Canaan made by not being Masber Yeshua killed. Properly, you know, that Chazal tell us lo hispidu, that when it's atzel in the hesped, the Rabbi Yankov has a beautiful concept by the famous medrash, the Alkut Shmoini, the Psikta, that when Moshe died, Moshe Rabbeinu called in Yeshua ben Nun. He said, "Ask me any question you have, whatever's any sfeikus." Yeshua ben Nun tells Moshe, "What do you mean?" You wrote on me in the Torah. Yeshua ben Nun, like Moshe mitoch ha'el. Atokos avtolai. You wrote in the Torah on me. Right? That's what Yeshua ben Nun tells Moshe Rabbeinu. Stop, it's an interesting chazal. Why do you have to tell him atokos avtolai? Just say, you know. We have to say it says in the Torah. Yeshua didn't have to tell Moshe it says in the Torah. You know, I was there the whole time. He says, atokos avtolai b'Torah. There's a beautiful Briskarov. Briskarov is on the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says in Gittin, Minala on the Bavel, it's fine at Eretz Yisrael. How do we know Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara brings a pasuk, Mitzofay Tiftacharov. Ask the Briskarov. Take a map. What do you mean? Minala. Take a map. You need a raya with something else. If it's to the north, if it's to the south, take a map and you'll see that Babel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael. Nishkin Kreis Ekunz. So the Briskov says a Moritik of art. He says, ultimate truth is Torah truth. There's nothing more true than the Torah's truth. One may say, you know what? The best truth is what you see. No. You don't know what you see. Right? Seeing is pretty good. No denying of that. Seeing is pretty good, right? But the Torah is the ultimate emes. So the Briskov says, if you have a choice to figure out where something is, you have a pasuk. There's nothing. That is the ultimate. What do you mean, take a map? What do I need a pasuk? Take a map. What do I need a map? I have a pasuk. You understand? What do I need a map? I have a pasuk. Doesn't the Briskov. Gewaldig idea. when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Yeshua, he said, "Is there anything that you don't that you need clarification?" Yeshua said, "No, I was with you the whole time." He could have said, "What do you mean? You know I was with you the whole time." True. He could have said that. But to say that it's in the Torah, that's even better. You understand? To say that it's in the Torah, that's even better. Because that's the ultimate truth. There is no better truth than that. That's better truth than what we perceive to be in front of our face. That's the pshat. So what the bottom line is, the Gemara says in Temura that the world shook, and it's found in the Yalkut Shemayni. The world shook. And Yeshua ben Nun Mamish forgot, according to one version, hundreds, according to another version, thousands of halachas. And Yeshua ben Nun wasn't able to bring it back. Till Osnil ben Kanaz, but Pupuloi brought back those things. So Yankiv Zatzal asks, clearly something went wrong here. What was the problem? It sounds like everything was innocent. Moshe asked an innocent question to Yeshua. Do you have any questions? Yeshua ben Nun, 40 years, stood eyeball to eyeball with Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Even during the Chet of the Hegel, he wasn't there. He was waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said, I heard it all. I heard it. I chazered it. What was wrong? He was. What happened here? What was the... And mashma from Chazal... that Yeshua Taka knew everything. Chazal doesn't say, and then it was Nizgala to Yeshua that he didn't know certain things. No. It was Nishtak Chumi Ben. Which means, what are Chazal telling us? That really Yeshua did know everything. Because if Yeshua did know everything, then it would just say Nizgala to Yeshua that he doesn't know everything. But that's not what Chazal tells us. I once shared with Rabbi Yankov a thought that I had. I said, you see how teeth the Torah was arangazapt, right? Absorbed. In English, I don't know a good word for angazapt, but absorbed is good enough. You see how much the Torah was absorbed in Yeshua ben Nun, that the world had to shake 400 pounds to get Yeshua to get Yeshua to forget Torah. By us, you know, you bat your eyelash, you forget. He forgot thousands of halachas. So that means he knew it. So what did Taka do wrong? He was honest. He told Moshe Rabbeinu the truth. So Reb Yankov said a gevaldig gevort. Reb Yankov said that when Moshe Rabbeinu was around, it was a different tkufa. It was Reb Yankov called the tkufa of Torah Shebiksav. Tkufa of it was a tkufa where if Moshe Rabbeinu had a suffix, he just went to Hashem. Tumunas Hashem Yabit. It was a different tkufa. That tkufa will never come back. That tkufa, being able to go to Hashem and ask anything, which Moshe was able to do, right? Pnei Tzolofchot Kamtim, Imdu, Pesach Sheni, Imdu, stand, I'll ask, I'll come back with an answer. Imagine you go to your rabbi. He's going to be shy. He says, okay, let me talk to him about Shor. It's not something we even... And it's not just us. The Nevi'im also didn't have that access. The Nevi'im didn't have the ability to do that either. Once Moshe died, that was the end of that tekufa. The Nevi'im got Nevuah. But it wasn't up to them to be able to come to Hashem and say, listen, I have a shayla. I need pshantes. Pshantes is new. What is the Nechigan going to say? It didn't work like that. Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of Moshe Rabbeinu was the end of the Tkufa. Rabbi Yankov said that that's what Yeshua ben Nun was missing. That Nakuda was missing. And he needed to be, it had to be brought out to him in a very dramatic way. So what did Rabbi Nishon do, says Rabbi Yankov? Nishtakcha mimenu gimel alfei alochas. And what would have been a Moshe Rabbeinu's Tkufa? Go to Rabbi Nishon, he'll give it back to you. Rabbi Nishon, I forgot. Good. It had to be bipulpulai. It couldn't be done in the regular, the way it was done before. There was no way to get those halachas back in the old version when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. That's what was nishtakach Mimenu, these halachas, it was, according to Rabbi Yankif, it almost was a wake-up call rather than an oinish. It was a wake-up call. It was an awareness that had to be had that this is what's going on now. That's what happened in this tekufa. So Lamaisa, this Kenei Ador, they thought that Yeshua Ben Nun, he's one of them. He's one of them. Like the Gemara, like Chazal tell us that. Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chama, Pnei Shuka, Pnei Levana. Right? They thought Yeshua, but they were absolutely wrong. Yeshua Ben Nun was fought a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was from another breed. Yeshua Ben Nun was a Hemshech from Moshe Rabbeinu. So they were wrong about that. And that the Maral says that when Yeshua died, Klal Yisrael were like lost. Yeshua was like the Ichud Ha'am, and that's how Sefer Shoftim begins. Vayhi Achrei Mois Yeshua Vayishalu Bnei Yisrael Bashem. This answers another question. Who's this Bashem? They went. They asked the Urim V'Tumim. When it says Vayishalu Bnei Yisrael Bashem, if you look at Rashi, what was the? This was the Shiloh of Yerusha. They went to the Mekaymos Hashalei Nichbishu. They went to ask the Rebbeinu Shem Shiloh. So look at the Mitzudas. Vayishalu Bnei Yisrael Bashem. Urim V'Tumim. They went, they asked Urim V'Tumim. Right? So why all of a sudden, we don't find that in Sefer Yeshua, that they went, that they had to go to the Urim V'Tumim. We don't find that, Bechlal. So if you look back in the Mefoshim, they bring down, that you look in the Rishonim here, the Rishonim bring down that in the time of Yeshua, I'll tell you what the Barbanel says here. Vayi achamez Yeshua, shezeh bo lahoylois. Why does it start off with these words? Vayhi achrei mois Yeshua. Shekoidem misosoi loy hayu shoyalim b'Hashem. They didn't even have to ask the Urim V'Tumim. So even though the Pasuk says that Hashem tells, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem tells Moshe that Yeshua Ben Nun will have a lazar and they'll be able to ask the Urim V'Tumim, they didn't need to. That's what the Barbanel is saying, that there was no need. There was no need to ask. Everything was Mesudar. The Malbim over here says the same thing. That in the time of Yeshua, they didn't have to ask questions. The Malbim uses a lashon. Yeshua see the akol api Hashem. They didn't have questions of the. But if you look in the Ralbag, here's the question that I told you. That the Pasuk says, Klar. He says, the Ralbag argues with Abarbanel, and he says, and the Malbim, was an Achron. For Roy Shanei, the Shana Rotzim is a Shaloyu Nishalim Burim Vatumim Me Yeshua. Ki a Torah Hiido, ki Bime Yeshua Gamkin Yishalu Bimishpatarim Vatumim. The Torah says, Lufnei Hashem Yamoid. Lufnei Eliezer Akoin Yamoid Vishaloy Bimishpatarim, Lufnei Hashem. Right. The Malbim knew this Pasuk. The Malbim was a big bucky in Tanakh. He knew this pasuk. If you go back to the Malbim, he brings this. And he says, the Lemaise loy nitzrach Yeshua lelozo akoyin. And if you look at the Abarbanel, he also brings this pasuk. So obviously, the Torah said that Yeshua ben Nun will have access to the Urim V'Tumim. But Lemaise, he never needed it. He didn't need it. Everything was mesudat him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He taka didn't need it. So this all feeds the same idea what we're talking about. It's the end of a tekufa. The end of a tekufa. It's very important for a person to understand the end of a tekufa. The lines are very important. Chazal tell us that if a person thinks in Rishonim, if Rishonim akam alochim onu kibnei adam. If Rishonim kibnei adam onu kachamoyim v'loi kachamoyim v'shopin chud v'yoyim. Right? What's pshat in that Chazal? The guy says Rishonim HaKibnei Adam. What does that mean? Who are the Rishonim that we're talking about even? Right? So Rabbi Yankov said over from the Alter Slobodka, Gvalda Gavort, he said Rishonim doesn't mean anybody specific. It means the previous generation. Right? So it's strange. Right? That means that same generation that was calling them Bnei Adam. That generation that said the Rishonim HaKim Alochim, they're Bnei Adam. Right, so now we, the next generation, say, "Okay, so they're Bnei Adam. What are we doing wrong? What are we doing wrong? Right? Let's say the tkufas amiroyim. So if the amiroyim say that the tanoim are malachim, then they're bnei adam. If they say that the tanoim are bnei adam, then they're like chamorim and not even chamor pinchas bnei adam. Frek the altar slabotke. But what about the next door? If the amiroyim, the rabbonon savroi, the goyim, what happens if they say that the amiroyim are kibnei adam? The halach is then they're like chamorim and not even like, what do you mean? But we just said that the amiroyim are like bnei adam. The teretz is, Chazal not trying to say any particular rishon. Chazal is saying if you don't understand the difference in a tkufa, you don't understand that there's such a thing called a historical, you know, a boundary in history where it goes down to the next door, and there's a barrier between these dairis, then you're missing a fundamental element of the Messiah. You're missing a fundamental element of the Messiah. I just recently, somebody sent me a shir from, not a shir, a speech by Rabbi Yosha Ber that he gave by I think it was a Chinuch HaTzmoy meeting on Rabaran. Rabaran was there too. And he was talking about Rabaran. I couldn't believe the way he spoke about Rabaran. He spoke about Rabaran. He said, Rabaran, it was in front of Rabaran. Rabaran was sitting there. He said, Rabaran? Rabaran is Azevi the Beis Halevi. Beis Abba, he called it. Beis Abba. I look at Rabaran, I see that. Basically, he was saying, this generation is a, so all the Torah, I heard that the Rabbi Yosher Ben didn't have such Torah Cheretz for Rabaran. I heard that was his own words. He basically compared Rabaran to his Eid, to Chaim and the Beis Halevi. He said, Rabaran is from Beis Abba. There's such a thing called a tkufa, a different tkufa. It's a different tkufa. So if you don't understand that, that's a chesaron in your understanding of a fundamental element. So mainly, you're like a chamor. You lack the understanding. And the chamor, Pinchas Ben Yair, knew what's kodesh and what's truma and what's chum. It knew not to eat truma. That means the chamor of Pinchas Ben Yair was able to see there's something different here. This is chulin, and this is truma, and it's different. That's what chazal mean. They're not talking about any one particular. They're talking about this concept of you read the Sadaris. So that's what the Navi is telling us here. Vahi acharei Mois Yeshua. Number one, that's the Nakuda. And now Klais will reach this new level. Now they needed Urim V'Tumim. And now we'll also understand, we'll go into next week, what their first question was. The whole first question was, who should fight this war first? Mi alalonu. But this will tie into this whole concept. How are you? I'm six, I don't want to give shalom, physical shalom, but...